Hello, my name is Michelle McKenzie. I'm a principal analyst on our IoT services program. And in this podcast, I'm going to share with you some recent findings from our IoT MVNO research. I'll discuss the trend of collaboration between MVNOs and mobile network operators. Strong competition in the IoT connectivity market is nothing new. Enterprises have long had a choice between operators and MVNOs for connectivity contracts. However, operators' attitudes to these competitors appear to be changing. While MVNOs have traditionally occupied the role of competitor, or occasionally served as an additional route to market, operators are increasingly turning to them as technology and platform partners to deliver their IoT connectivity offering. Although these companies pose a potential threat to mobile operators' IoT businesses, some MVNOs are open to opportunities to collaborate with mobile operators. Some may also present operators with investment opportunities, either via acquisition or a stake in the MVNO's business. In the course of our research, we identified three categories of MVNO. First, the traditional MVNOs. These companies take a traditional approach and focus on simplifying the connectivity proposition for customers, and they include companies such as Com4, Transitel and Wireless Logic. Then there's the entrants from across the value chain. These are established players in other parts of the value chain that have now entered the IoT connectivity market, and they include players such as Arm and Telit. And then there's the disruptor MVNOs. These are new MVNOs that operate on a fully virtualized cloud-native core network, and they include companies such as Emnify and Soracom. Each category of player has its own strengths and weaknesses and could potentially pose a threat to established operators' IoT businesses. For example, the SoftBank Group has provided Arm with the freedom and financial means to rapidly expand its IoT offering to include connectivity and connectivity management. Telit is also building on its strengths in hardware and its existing customer base to expand into new areas of the value chain. And traditional MVNOs are not standing still. Wireless Logic, for example, is also growing through acquisition and entering new geographies following its acquisition by Montague Private Equity in 2018. At Mobile World Congress 2019, we discussed the shift that we observed towards partnerships and collaboration between mobile operators and MVNOs, and our recent research supports this observation. Certain MVNOs, typically those that are newer entrants, have built a cloud-native approach to providing core network functionality. For example, Emnify, Soracom and Telna have all built virtualized core networks on Amazon Web Services with connectivity management and other functionality on top. A virtualized platform could potentially facilitate significant cost efficiencies and a scalable solution as the IoT market grows. Some MVNOs are enhancing their connectivity offering with software services and now boast differentiated technical propositions or capabilities with which operators could struggle to compete. And this has resulted in some operators exploring partnerships or even acquisition opportunities with MVNOs. For example, KDDI acquired Soracom in 2017, and Soracom provided KDDI with the B2B IoT business platform to complement its B2C offering. Deutsche Telekom will be using Once's platform to support its connectivity offering for some applications, typically lower ARPU applications. NTT acquired a majority stake in Transitel in 2019 to fulfill its ambition to become a global provider of IoT solutions. And we are also aware of several other partnerships that are not yet in the public domain. One of the consequences of this shift towards collaboration is that some MVNOs now compete with vendors such as Nokia Wing for operator attention. If managed well, investment from operators will provide the financial resources and stability to enable MVNOs to further develop their platforms and expand their geographical presence. For example, Soracom remains a separate business unit with its own P&L, but benefits from KDDI's financial might. Soracom now manages its own IoT fund to invest in IoT startups and is an investor in Unibiz, a Sigfox network operator. A relationship such as this with an MVNO means that the operator can leverage the MVNO's innovative technology approaches to serve demand for global IoT connectivity, a service which is complex, costly to build internally, and represents a different technological approach to operators' traditional systems. In the legacy smartphone business, MVNOs have provided a new route to market for operators, mainly supported by operators' technology assets. In the IoT market, many MVNOs have built their own platforms to support global IoT connectivity and benefit from recent technological innovation. This differentiated approach will become more important as the high-volume, low-ARPU LPWA market develops and will likely pave the way for further collaboration and partnership between MNOs and MVNOs.